We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and the first word on the line is the Rabbim. So the Marjor said that Rav Meir says Yineman Keneged Dayanim, if they are Yoshvei Kronos, they're not mumchim, and therefore you believe to say that this guy is not a kosher or a dayan. I don't want to use him. The problem is that by Edom, two Edom come. It says in the Mishnah that one of the defendants could say, these Edom are apostle. What do you mean? How do you do that? Aid is considered a mumcha. No such thing as mumcha by Edom. Two kosher Edom are two kosher Edom. They have a full, they're full trust, and they're considered nemanis, and they're considered mamish like a bearer gomer. So how in the world could they pass Edom? Faithing Amara of Edom kim mumchim dami. We just finished saying Rabbi Yechon says even Ramea says you can pass or die, and it's only if they're not a mumcha. But if they're mumcha, you can't pass them. But Edom kim mumchim dami. But or Ramea says zeh poisel Edom shazeh, zeh poisel Edom shazeh, that you could pass the Edom of the other guy. How can you do that? So our answer is it's my law. We learned on this. Omra Shlakish, Pek Kodesh. You think the Pek Kodesh like Ramea would say such a thing and say that Edom, you could pass the Edom? Tani Edoi. You're going to read in the Mishnah, doesn't mean Edom, means Edoi. One of the Edom. So very different what we're talking about. Edoi Lamai. Ilim Lamamoin. Rachmana Pasle. If there's only one Ed for Mamoin, the Torah says that Ed is not good. You don't need him to pass it. Edoi Shvua. Then he may not have a great trade. They have an amonis to mechayiv you a shvua like two. That means if an aid comes and says that Reuven's chayiv money, so Reuven could say, you're not believed, which is true. But Reuven has to make a shvua. And klapi a shvua, you can't tell the aid you're not believed because he has an amonis great trade. So how do you pass him? So tomorrow, lo ilam le mamut. Tumam mamut. And le tricha de kibla le kebetrei. It was talking about Mamun, and originally you said, this guy who's walking in, you said, you know what? Whatever he says, I'll accept. Ki'ilu he is two Edom. Just like he's two Edom. And then you said, you know what? I'm Chayzer. I don't, after he said his psak, not like him, this aid, he says, you know what? I don't trust him. So there, you're Neman. Why you're Neman? Because he's only Eid Echad. The Chiddush is that you can be Chayzer. Even though first you said, I'm going to Kabbal like two, you can be Chayzer. That's the chiddush. So, Freddy Tegemar, what's the chiddush? My kamashlon, the matzehodabay, that he can be chayzer, tanina. It's a first mishnah later on. The Ramei says he can be chayzer. It's the next mishnah. Omaloi, neman alai abba. If a guy says, I believe in my father could be the dying. Neman alai avicha. You know, your father could be the dying. Neman alai gimel rei baka. That the three rei baka who I'm ratzim, they can be dayonim. Ramei, oimer, yochel lachzimai. I can back out. I can say, you know what, I change my mind. Not after Gemara din, before Gemara din, I can change my mind. We'll see more about that later on, but let's learn like that. Before Gemara Din, I can change your mind. You can't change your mind. You see, Rabbi Meir holds, you could change your mind. So what's the chiddush over here that you accept as one aid like two, that I could be chayzer? It's the first mishnah later on. Well, and the Gemara is not finished. The kashuv. Rav Dimi, Brei Rav Nachman, Brei Rav Yosef. Going to Kabbalah Labachad. We're talking about there when you said the father is believed as one of the three dayanim. So you see, it could be chayzer. Tosis is bothered. Why do you have to say Rav Dimi's pshat in the Mishnah? Well, why is that necessary? Stam is in the Mishnah before you, it could be chayzer. What's necessary to say the pshat was because I've accepted him as one of the dayanim? So Tosis answers, because if it meant the Mishnah there, that I accepted my father not only as a dayan, but as a dayan yochid, so then I could stand there why he could be chayzer, because there is tartel reisa. First was only one dayan, and second was a father. But now that we're saying, no, it's part of a bezdin, so it's the same level as accepting one person as two. So we're saying, just like there, you can be chayzer on the chavtal and mishnah later on. So here also, I can be chayzer. What's the chiddush? We're saying pshat Ramei now. We have a kasha. How are you passing aid? Tell me, there's one aid, like Rav Shlakish does. And the kasha is one aid. Of course, it's possible you can pass it. Teretz is you accept him as two, and the chiddush you can be chayzer. What's the chiddush? We know from next mishnah, same achleik as next mishnah. So Gemara says shricha. You need both mishnayos. If it's an Abba Vavicha, how come Rabbanan doesn't want to hold the bay? There, Rabbanan said you can't be chayzer. Meshum the Abba Vavicha chaz la'amo. A father, this guy really is a big dayan. If it wouldn't be my father, he'd be a good dayan. Avachad, but one eid echad kebeit trei la'amo loy chazi. To accept one eid like two eidim, he's never chazi. So even moed l'ramei, maybe Rabbanan moed he could be chayzer there because there it's taka nothing. He, by the dying, it's him something, just is my father. So I can accept that, and then once I accept that, it's too late. Mashenkin, by one Eid, maybe there, even Rabban agree give chayzer. V'yashmin v'ha, if you only said this case, by Eid Echad, v'ha kam Ramei, that's Ramei says give chayzer. But he, ain't moidu Rabban, maybe there is moidu Rabban that you cannot be chayzer. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. So that's the pshat right now. So right now we're learning that pshat in the reisha is because arkayish of Surya, that's how you're disqualifying the dying. That's what you believed. And the case of Eid is Eid Echa. And you be chayzer.
Huh? If you
don't have Avdimi with the Tzricha. What's Avdimi's pshat? What do you mean? No, it means one dying. Yeah, one dying out of three. He's a good dying. He can be a good dying. Not one dying. Avdimi says that he's part of a three. Where Avdimi would have said it's only one dying, it's hard to raise. So here don't with a bezdim. With a bezdim. Zonti Gemara. I don't like this pshat. Amidit Tani Reisha Dayonoi Besefa Eidav. The Reisha knows that he used Lashon Yachad. It says Adayonoi. And Sefer says Eidav, which is two Eidim, Amadafikatani. Which means Rav Shlokas is saying that there's a mistake here. It's supposed to say Eidoi. So the Gemara is asking that, you know, sometimes mistakes happen. But a mistake wouldn't happen that the Reisha would stay Lashon Yachad and the Sefer would be a Lashon Rabim. Either or, you can't have a mistake that a mistake wouldn't happen that way. If there's a mistake, the mistake would be in both. So here, since there's a separation, there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, and the Reisha says Dayanoi, and Sefer says Eidav, so it must be Dafka, and you can't say there's a problem in the Girsa. So we're now back Shver, what in the world is Pshat in the Mishnah? Because we cannot say Pshat is that it's one Eid. So what's Pshat Rameyer holds? You could disqualify Aiden. How in the world could you do that? Omer Rav Elazar, the case is, Bahu Va'achar L'Paislam. The case is, this Baldin, we'll call him Shimon. Shimon and another aid disqualifies Reuven's Aiden. That's what happens. And that was saying you could do Fira Meir, Breit Yamar, call Kamina, Gebe Edushu. How in the world could he be one of the Aiden against Reuven's Aiden if he's in a Gebe Edus? That he said there's something wrong with the Edom. If you're claiming that he's a Gazlan, called Kamina and gave Edus, you're not believed. Even you and someone else, you're not believed. You're only gave Edus. Ella irid of gamishvacha. There, what? Right now, this is his din Torah. I know, but you know why I'm disqualifying the Ed? Because he's saying against me. That's called the Gebe Edusa. He's the Gebe. So, call Kamina the Gebe Edusa. Ella Ira the Begam Mishpacha. He's saying an error that the guy comes from slaves, and slaves are possible for Edom. Ramei Yisov, Hani Amishpacha Mishadim. I'm not saying Edus on this Ed, I'm saying on this Mishpacha. The Yu Melik Apostle. The Baran Sabri, Soiv Soiv, the Gebe Edusa. At the end of the day, it's the Gebe Edus. So, we have to say the loveness of Machlaik. Let's first clear out the outline. The Teretz is here that the case is qualifying Edim is you, Shimon, is coming together with another aid and saying that Reuven's Edim are apostle. What are you saying? The Gemara says you can't say that he's a Gazlim because you're going to give Edis. You're saying about his Mishpacha. You're saying that Mishpacha, that Mishpacha is Avadim. That Mishpacha is Avadim. So that's what you're saying. And therefore you're saying it isn't a Mishpacha, not on the guy. So it's not called a Gebe Edis. Rabban, oh no, it is a Gebe Edis. So the Acharonim speak out. That there's a chakira. Why isn't a geber edus possible? Is it because the chash is lying because he wants to win, or pshat is there's a psul called that I'm a karav, I'm a geber edus. So if you learn it's a chash mesheker, then Ramei would not make any sense. Lamaisa, if you're worried I'm lying, so I'll make up a story about the family also. Well, what's the difference? If the vart is that because it's the gay of me, I have a vested interest here. That's why I'm lying. So I'll lie about the mishpacha also. That wouldn't be a pshat. So the Ramea learns it's not the psul of Karu, of Negev Edis. The psul of Negev Edis is a din Negea. That if you are Negea to this thing, you can't say Edis about that person. So then Ramea says, I'm not saying Edis about him, I'm saying about his mishpacha. And Mamela is talking about him. And the Rabban argue, the Rabban hold, either they hold that's still called Negev Edis, or they hold that it's considered that the reason why Negev Edis is no good is Shash Meshaker. The reason why it's not good is because Shas Meshaker. That's the B.R. Machlekes over here. Why in the game Edis is not good? Either because Shas Meshaker, or because either because Shas Meshaker, or because there's a psul called the Gebe Edis. So that's the pshat we have so far. Pshat number one in our Mishnah. that the Reisha is talking about Dayanim, Koish Vesura. And the Sefer of Edom, talking about you and someone else, came to passel the Edom. And he said on the Mishpacha, not on the person himself, and then Mamela, he became passel. Shot number two. Gosser of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Pshat this. Or of Yechna Machloikis, Mishteki the Edom. They're talking about over here that there's two Kite Edom that are coming to Meid for Reuven's side. Well, Reuven walks in and says, I have two set of Edom that's a riot to me. Okay? That's the case. So Reuven brings the first set of Edom, and the Baldin says, this guy is possible. He's possible. So, and then, him, it's obviously him and someone else, saying this guy is possible. And then the guy still could bring another, he could bring another pair of Edom. So the Ramea Savar, Tzarek Levar, but Baron Savri ain't Tzarek Levar, which means like this. If Reuven walks in and says, I have two pairs of Edom, does he have to bring in both pairs of Edom or not? So Ramea holds, we're going to go with Rashi's first shot, which Tyson says he likes better, and we're not going to have time to say Rashi's second shot in the Gemara. So just, anyway, it's confusing, so we'll use one shot. So Ramea holds Tzarek Levar, which means that when some Reuven walks in and says, I have two pairs of Edom, he has to bring in both pairs of Edom. It's not enough to just bring in one pair. But the halacha is that even though one pair gets disqualified, it's enough. As long as he says the truth and he brings in both Edom, that's enough. So when he brings the first pair of Edom, when Shimon and another Ed say that this Edom apostle, it's not going to give Edom. Why? Because anyway, Reuven has to bring another pair of Edom. Anyway, he has to bring another pair of Edom. And if he doesn't bring a second pair of Edom, a Marav Shach is not good. So therefore, you passing the first Edom is like my love, like my love. Because he has to bring a second pair of Edom. And a second pair of Edom, if they're believed, then who cares the first pair of Edom apostle? The Maisi is Mavara is worse. So therefore, according to Rameyer, you could pass the first Edom. Why? Because he has to bring a second pair of Edom anyway. And therefore, it's not going to get Edom. And the Rabbanon Savri ain't Tzarek Levar. You don't have to bring another pair. So now, while you passing this pair, you're calling to get Edom. But Rav Dimi speaks that clearly. Avakat achas. If Reuven only says he has one pair and brings only one pair, Divrei Akoil and Yochel Apaislam. Everyone agrees. Even Rameir agrees. You cannot passel the Edom. Omru lefonav Rav Ami v'Ravasi. In shom alakat achas mahu. What's the loch of? There's only one cat. Break the Gemara. Wait a minute. In shom alakat achas. But Amrit avakat achas Divrei Akoil and Yochel Apaislam. You have it first. That if it's only one cat, you can't passel it. El nimtzes kat shnia kroiv mapsulam mahu. The shaila is like this. Let's say at the end of the day, Reuven brought a second pair of Edom, and they turned out to be really possible. They got possible by the Bezdin. They were both crooks, and they got possible. So now it's Megalim Afreya that you need the first Edom. So maybe now that Megalim Afreya you need the first Edom, so maybe according to Rameyer, it should turn out that Shimon was never believed now, because now it turns out he's the gay of Edus. Or do you say, Lemaisa, when Shimon and the other fellows said Edus about this first pair, and that time wasn't called Legea because he had to bring the second pair. That's the clear. Nimtzes kachi ekreim b'shulam out. Amalahen kvari idu edim harishoinim. Which Rashi again has two pshat. This will go Rashi first pshat. It says when the shnia was passed already, kvar neskabla the kashrus of Shimon's edus. Shimon said edus about Reuven's first pair that the puzzle it already worked because at that point it was not a game of edus, and therefore he already disqualified the first pair edim. As she says the words, Kfar Yidu Edom Hashayinim, but that's the halacha that Kfar Yidu Edom Hashayinim. Agamonim, we are holding right now is like this. We're going right there. We're going to finish off the sugya, because we're not going to stop in the middle of sugya. So, we said that the mahalach is, Lefizeh, the Reisha Dayanim, could be talking about Arkai Shavasura. The case of Edom is talking about where he comes with another aid. And he's not calling the gay of Edom. You know why? Because Reuven claimed he had another pair of Edom. And according to Rameh, it's Tzarek Levar. Therefore, since he has to bring the second pair, so my saying Edom is about the first guy makes no difference. So the machlek is Rameh and the Chum is Tzarek Levar ain't Tzarek Levar. So the Gemara, Neymar Pukta the Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Kamefagi. Maybe the machlek is here, the Chum and Rameh. If Tzarek Levar or not, is talking about this Rebbe and Rashi Gamil. And I looked around, I saw the Olam was familiar to Machlok Tzarek Levar, because we had him about Basu just now. And I looked at the Braisa. Habal Lidoin Bishtar V'Chazaka. Someone is sitting on a property for 3-4 years, and you come say, it's my thing. So the guy says, you know what? I have a chazaka and I have a shtar. So what's the halacha? We're already giving you a little sneak preview, but first read the brayse. Habol lidam b'shtar v'chazaka. Need them b'shtar, the Rebbe. You need them b'shtar, you have to bring a shtar. Shemuel, we need them a chazaka. You have to have a chazaka. But Vinavo, yes, but chazaka love a shtar. What chazaka is better than a shtar? Chazaka means I'm here 3 years, I'm allowed to lose my shtar. So of course a shtar is better. Elaima af b'chazaka. Chazaka means either chazaka or a shtar works. So what's the machlekes? The kaima of tzorach levar pligi. What's the machlekes? Rebbe holds that you have to bring a shtar. If I claim I have a shtar, even though I have a chazaka, and the loch is a chazaka for 3 years, you're allowed to lose your shtar, I can't just say, oh, you know what, forget about it. I'm here 3 years, I don't need a shtar. Once you said you have a shtar, you got to bring the shtar. You have to show that your words are truthful. Masha Inkein, the Rosh Hashanah holds, Ein Tzorach Levar. If I have a chazaka, that's enough. I don't have to bring my shtar. Even though I said I have a shtar, I don't have to bring a shtar. So we see, this is Mamash Yenem Achloikas. So Gemara says, look, Of course, Shmuel is telling the Machlokes Tanaim. Keep legal, leave the Rebbe. I'm going to say over here like this, that Rebbe could stim with everyone. Rebbe could stim with both Chacham and Rameh. That means, Rebbe says Tzorach Levar, so obviously Rameh is like a Rebbe. The Rameh is Kareb, because he said Tzorach Levar. The Rabbanon says Ain Tzorach Levar, and Arsugya will agree to Rebbe over there. Rabbanon Amalok, Ad Kan Lekom Rebbe Hasam, El Bechazaka de Mekoyach Shtarakasi. There, the whole chazaka is coming from the shtar. Chazaka itself is not a raya. It just says that I lost my shtar. But if I claim I have my shtar, so there, Rebbe says Tzorach Levar. Aval Haka, the Hani Edim, Lav Mekoyach Edim, Achritzikasi, one Eid instead of Edim, one other set of Edim. So who cares? I said I have two Edim. Why do I have to bring the second pair of Edim? I feel Rebbe might have done Tzorach Levar. That means Rebbe only did Tzorach Levar in a case where, like, chazaka is like a half a shtar. So there you say, you know what? You're saying you have the full bearer, so bring the full bearer. The whole chazaka is a karak l'shtar. Masha Inkein, Edim, one Edim got nothing to do with all Edim. Each Edim is a full bearer by itself. So there, Rabbanu hold that you ain't Tzorach Levar. So now that was the second pshat in our Gemara, the Chalik Tzorach Levar, let's go to the third pshat. He also, Ravin, Rav Yechidon, Reisha. Now, Rav Yechidon is going to first change a few things. First of all, he's going to change the Dayanim case also. Nakatav Akarish of Asura, and also I'm going to say, call something called Amigu. Not a regular Amigu, but something called Amigu. Also, Rav and Amar Yechidon, that the case was that it was one story where the Shimon said, you know, that Dayan is apostle and Reuben's Edom apostle. That's what he said. And we laughed at him. Also, Rav and Amar Yechidon, Reisha Be'edim Psulim of the Yonam Ksherim. And what happened was, after the Italian this, Taka, two Edom came and said, it's true, he's saying good. The Edom apostle. But we don't have a raya on the Dayanim. So there we say, Migu the past the Edom, Migu that he was right when he said those Edom apostle passing on the Dayanim. It turns out he has a right. What he said was true. And therefore we believe him on the Dayanim also. It's a Migu. Huh? That means they didn't have a raya against the Dayanim, right? Like this. That was, he claimed both apostles. He said they're both apostles. And we just laughed. You're an Echad, you're nothing. You're going to get everything. You have all Psulim. Then all of a sudden, two guys walk in and say, those Edim are crooks, they're on the mafia, the two guys. So now, since now it turned out he was truthful, he knew what he was talking about, when it came to the Edim, we believe in the other most. That's the Migu. So Rashi, if you see top Rashi, see inside, better than the Arsgum. Baldin says, Ba'edim Sulim of the Yom Kshayim, Baldin Paisa the Yonim, Ba'edim Nimtsu, Ba'edim, both of them, but Nimtsu Dvar of Emesal Edim. It turns out he was true. Umishamachim, Minilayah Fil Adiyonim, we bring out the Yonim. So, turned out he passed both, and it turned out true. That's the case of the Reisha. And that's why you believe. Because the question was, that's the case of the Reisha, how you believed on the Yonim. The case was, because you already were believed on the Edom through a Raya. Seifa, let's talk about the Yonim, Sulam Edom Ksherim, the opposite case. You said both apostles again, and it turned out you were right the guy with the Yonim, and the Edom, you didn't have a Raya. But the Migu, the passed the Yonim, passed the Nami Edom. Migu, that you passed the Yonim, you passed also the Edom. That's just Migu. Questions? Mask of La Rava, Bishlam Migu the past Edim, passing Namad the Yoni. I understand that you're not calling a gay, but why not? Ikabe Dina Achrina. Because there's another Bezdin. Shadows, you're not calling a gay Edis so much, because you get another Bezdin. So even if I disqualify this Bezdin, I get another Bezdin. It's not calling someone a gay Edis. You still need a Migu, like the Karen Ari speaks out, but it's not such a big negev edus. This man, you need a migu, but it's still not such a negev edus. But what's the case of the Edom? Ella migu the pasi the only pasi of Edom, but Edom suleka, and you're full fledged negev dava. Has a migu work if you're a negev dava. You know if I get rid of these Edom, there's no more Edom coming. There is another aid, a peer aid coming. So, there's only one kat, that's Mamash Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is the first pshat in the Gemara. So, just to analyze this, because there's a very important question here, makes the Gemara very, very shver, is that Rav Dimi says that by one kat there is no machlokes. The whole machlokes is another kat. And there, machlokes is sarach levar or not, and that's why it's machlokes. What's machlokes again for the chat before? That you have one peer edim, and Reuven's bringing another peer edim. So Shimon's allowed to him and someone else is allowed to disqualify the first peer because he's not going to give edim. Because anyway, Reuven has to bring a second peer. Here also we're saying that you not believe with the migu because Reuven has to bring a second peer. Reuven has a second peer. So in any case, the case was you have a second peer. So it's mamish like Rav Dimi's Amsha. So what's the nafkamina? So Freik the Masha, I have two nafkaminas between the two pshatim. Nafkamina number one is that do you need another person with you? Rav Dimi's Amsha was Vibaitan, Shimon had another aid with him. Here it sounds like he's now with the Migu alone. And that the Masha answers, it must be here also, Shimon's coming with someone else. And the Migu is just helping as the Gave Aids. It's a bigger kimtri, more than say that. That's what he says, must be here that Shimon has someone else. That's question number one. Question number two is, I'll tell you nafkamina, if you need a migu or not. Before, he says you don't need a migu. Here he says you need a migu to be nema. And that's not the Gemara's teretz. So Gemara's teretz is, ika benayu migu. The masava mina migu, masava mina migu. Which Rashi says, that for the lesson of words, mina migu means, is migu work other places? That's the whole nafkamina. It sounds like the way the Gemara's learning is, that's true. It's like Rav Dimi's pshat. Here you're not going to get this. The machlokes is, does migu work in other places or not? Like Rashi says, Ravin sava mina migu ba'alma k'dekai ma'alcha. I mean, this type of migu, do you say other places? Mashenke el-ma'alma is not hold a migu. That's the nafkamina. Really could have said, nafkamina is, do you need a migu or not? It's not what the Gemara says, really. It's mashal b'laib shver on that kasha. But in any case, we were zeichet to three pshatim in our mishnah. Pshat number one was that akoyis shebesura shanu. That was the case. Akoyis shebesura shanu is the ratios they on him. And second case is that Shimon and someone else comes and is passes the mishpacha, and the machlokes is that called a geva edus now. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is he and someone else coming to pass the edim, and the case was he had two pairs of edim and the machlokes of sarach levar. And the third pshat is that we're talking about that you had edim to pass the dayanim, for example, and now on the edim itself, it's fira mashal. You and someone else are saying apostle, and you believe with a migu, and because there's not a pair of edim, so it's not a geva edus. Those are the three pshatim in our Mishnah.